This is 89.1 WEMU, and we have a naturally sweet conversation for you today. It's about a community project focused on maple syrup. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. There's a group in Ann Arbor called the Pear Street Collective. They tap sugar maple trees along their block and not only generate organic syrup, but use the experience as an opportunity to educate. Jenny Williams is a part of the Pear Street Collective and on the other end of our phone line today. And thank you for making time for us, Jenny. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I've been working in this area for a long time, and I love that no matter how many years go by, I learn new things about our community on nearly a daily basis. And I have to admit, until the Pear Street Sugar Collective was recommended to me as a point of interest, I'd not heard of it. Are you all intentionally a bit of a secret, or have I just had my blinders on?
We are pretty, we're just a group of neighbors who get together every spring and tap our trees in the neighborhood. And it's an opportunity for us just to get together pretty informally.
I love that there is a sense of community about all of this. As I understand, the collective began about 15 years ago. Was there a particular goal in mind at the beginning?
It started as just an opportunity for us to tap the trees across the street at our school when my daughter was in elementary school. And because sugaring is such a large undertaking, it made sense to not kind of do this alone, but to bring the community along with us for the ride.
How many trees these days are being tapped for syrup each year?
Every year it changes. We have anywhere from 6 to 20 taps out into the neighborhood. So we tap the trees at the school with the classes, and to make it worthwhile sugaring, our whole neighborhood is full of sugar maples, and so people tap their trees and bring all the sap to my house.
If I've read correctly, it takes about 40 gallons of maple sap to produce 1 gallon of finished syrup. Now, I think if I were involved, you'd be getting about a teaspoon of syrup every year. how much finished syrup is the collective generating each year?
We generate anywhere from a low years, a half gallon, which doesn't really seem worth it, to up to, we've done 3 or 4 gallons in a year. So everybody who taps the tree or fire tends or, takes part in it, everybody gets a couple jelly jars of syrup most years.
We're talking with Jenny Williams from the Pear Street Sugar Collective in Ann Arbor on this week's edition of WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Now, in undertaking this endeavor, have you had to educate yourself or seek out education on the environment and the health of ecosystems?
Yeah, so we found out pretty early on that City of Ann Arbor does not want us to tap the city trees on the median strip. And anytime you puncture or, cut a tree or break into the bark of a tree, you do have a chance to introduce pathogens to the trees. So we are pretty mindful about which trees we tap and kind of where, how often we do tap trees. We try to kind of rotate the trees every couple of years so that we're not tapping the same trees every year. And we, I have done a bit of Googling to kind of learn more about the health of these trees to make sure we can continue to do this in the future.
So does that education that you've given yourself kind of play into which trees are going to be selected on any given year?
Yeah, for sure. With the school, the school has a number of sugar maples on their property. And we have been going back and forth. There's a couple that don't look so well, so we haven't been tapping those. And with them being on the playground, the kids, all the kids on the playground are very interested in what we're doing. And so we try to, the ones that are super active or super next to the playground, we try not to tap those too often just because lots of kids I've seen putting fingers in holes. And
they're just being kids.
They're just being kids. Yeah, they're very interested what's going on. We tap with the middle school classes, the seventh grade classes, and so we kind of stay up in that area with those trees. But I do try to move around and not tap the same trees every year.
Do you find, and perhaps this is a question beyond the scope of our conversation, but do you find that it's important to know about and understand the natural cycles of the seasons and things like freeze-thaw patterns in order to best take care of the trees and to produce as much as you can?
For sure. There's a number of years we haven't tapped any trees, so often neighbors will come to me in December and January saying, are we going to tap trees? Are we going to tap trees this year? Or I'm looking forward to sugaring season. And, you know, it's middle to end of January and we haven't had a deep freeze yet. There's been a couple of years like that. And so I just haven't tapped trees. I figure it's good to give them a break. So the sap flows when the days are above freezing and the nights are below freezing, and that creates the pumping action inside the tree that moves the xylem and phloem up and down the trees.
Once again, our Issues of the Environment conversation continues on 89.1 WEMU with Pear Street Sugar Collective member Jenny Williams. Now, to put these sugar maples in your neighborhood in a larger context, Ann Arbor, of course, known as Tree Town, the urban canopy is impressive and a good amount of time, effort, and expense put forth to make sure it's cared for and expanded. As you mentioned, city doesn't love if you want to approach the trees and the medians. Is there a role for this small neighborhood collective in urban forestry in a larger sense?
I think the community aspect of what we're doing really brings forth attention to the trees in the neighborhood and what tree, like sometimes we've tapped walnut trees. And so I've seen neighbors looking around at diversity saying, I have a sugar maple, I have a black maple, I have a silver maple. And it really brings in a new appreciation, awareness of trees in the community and health of trees. Cause we're also sometimes in the summer, somebody will say, hey, let's tap this tree this, you know, in the spring, or as you know, we go and look at the tree in the summer and go, oh, maybe that's not quite so healthy to do. Maybe we should give it another year or something.
I love that the kids at the school are so interested and interested in being involved. What is the role of the collective in using what it does and what it's learned to pass along that knowledge and wisdom and create interest in our natural world?
We tap with the seventh grade classes at the STEAM school. And the science teacher, Jeannie, really brings this activity into her curriculum. During this time, one of their things that they do is they boil in their curriculum. One of their labs is to boil sap and to learn about maple syrup. The students, part of this lesson, the students watched the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist of 2012. Which really puts the value of maple syrup into perspective. And they get to see really how much sap a tree produces. They look to see what side of the tree they should be tapping. And then they get to use the maple syrup in their next lessons, which is learning about ancient grains of Africa. They really, like, when we tap trees, sometimes we'll do a big tree hug before we drill into the tree. Or some people we talk about the buds at the tops of the trees, and the students kind of look up and they're, you know, looking at the bark, and they really are getting to know these trees in this neighborhood. And I feel like having those experiences as a kid, you carry that with you through the rest of your life.
I would imagine that it could be quite memorable to watch a child's face the first time they tap into a tree and see what comes flowing out.
Yeah, there is always excitement and gasps when we get it right on the right day, when we drill into the tree and the sap starts flowing, like right away.
And beyond that, then they get the finished product. And I would imagine there is a sense of responsibility, accountability of moving forward and into the future when they get to taste the fruits of their labor.
For sure. They get to the classrooms. They've made candy before. And again, they get each class gets a little jar of syrup and they get to taste it. And they also sometimes will taste, you know, they'll bring the sap into the classroom, and I think they all taste it there. Sometimes they'll boil it down in the classroom for a little bit. And so they get, you know, they get to taste the sap, they get to taste the sugar or the maple syrup afterwards.
There is ecological fun to be had by all.
Yeah, yes.
Hey, Jenny, thank you so much for the time and sharing the story of the Pear Street Sugar Collective. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. This is quite a fun community event to take part in.
That is Jenny Williams. She is a member of the Pear Street Sugar Collective in Ann Arbor. And to learn more about the collective and its work, you can stop by our website at WEMU.org. We'll get you where you need to go. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.